Scientists are excited about a possible low-cost solution to the nitrogen pollution problem in Suffolk County. They discussed their findings at the New York State Center for Clean Water Technology at Stony Brook University on Tuesday. WSHU's Terry Sheridan reports.
Scientists presented their latest work on biofilters, which could replace existing septic systems at a lower cost. Nitrogen from cesspools and septics calls algae blooms that damage marine habitat and fisheries. Hal Walker is co-director of the center.
The nitrogen-removing biofilters are exciting because they're really showing a superior performance in terms of nitrogen removal.
He says three biofilters have been installed in Suffolk County, and another six will be installed over the next few months.
So at the end of the year, we should have nine or more of these systems in the ground and really be able to vet this approach.
The center also announced an increased focus on removing contaminants such as 1,4-dioxane from the drinking water supply. Terry Sheridan, WSHU News.